Blog Talk Radio.
You got it.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening on this April August 21st, 2017, on a Monday evening, the day of the eclipse after 38 years? We'll have another one in 7 years. Glory to God. We was God. Here for this one. Glory to God in the highest. Greetings to everyone in that mighty name of Jesus. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Almighty Father God, we enter into your gates with praise and thanksgiving, glorifying, magnifying, exalting, and bound with a humble heart, humble mind, humble knees to give you all the praise that you're worthy of. Thanking you, Father, for your mercy and your long suffering and your forgiveness. Asking you, Father, to bless the body of Christ from the least of us to the greatest of us, the preachers, the apostles, the pastors, the teachers, the plain old ministers, the clergy, the people, that the laymen, the ones who've done great things and those who have endeavored to do great things and who all have a heart that panteth after righteousness. We thank you, Lord. We truly, truly thank you for your goodness. In the mighty, wonderful, awesome, glorious name, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Good evening, everybody. How is anybody out there? Can we talk? What you want to talk about? What do you want to talk about?
Did I hear
a groan? Sound like I heard a thought of process going on or something. Did I hear somebody? Can we talk about the eclipse? Can we talk about Colossians chapter 1 that God and Ephesians chapter 1? Can we talk about St. John chapter 1. Can we talk about Genesis chapter 1? Can we talk about Isaiah 45? Can we talk about 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John? Can we talk about it, sister.
You got it going on, baby. You just got it. You just not stirred up a can of worms. Go on with it, sister. Yes, indeed. Can we talk? I tell you. And you just really put it out there on the table, though, babe. I tell you, it is what it is. But I just tell you, I just thank God for today. And I thank God for, can we talk? And I tell you just some of the things that we, that's going on and what have you. So I tell you, it's just that, that God is good. He's letting us know that, these things that he's going to bring it to pass. He's going to eventually bring it to pass. So what we have to do, we just got to stand on his, word. You know what I'm saying? Then we have to, when we stand on his word, we also have to have God to give us, understanding and wisdom and knowledge.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? To his word. So that we're his word, that, reading the word is okay. But, when we come into it and say, God, I want to come into the, I want your word, but I still want you to give me understanding. I want you to still give me wisdom, and what have you to his word. It ain't just reading. I know we try to live it, but a lot of times, too, Lord, just give us more understanding and what have you. That way, if we give him more, we ask him to give us more, then we'll know what to worship him about. You know what I'm saying? And then which is where worship come in. And then when we start worshiping him, we say, God, I thank you for your word. And then a lot of times, the Bible is big. We got Genesis through Revelation. But I found out that a lot of times people say you can open up your Bible and go right there. But then a lot of times if you just pray and ask God, say, God, give me something you know, that's going to apply to my life. You know, a lot of times, you know, it's about what's going to apply to my life. You know, maybe it's not what T.D. Jakes are preaching about or what, you know, whatever, but it's like, Lord, to apply, give me something to apply to my life to make my life a better, make my walk a better, you know, make a better walk with you. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times we just have to say, you know what, we have to like Michael Jackson said, you know what I'm saying? He said, the man in the mirror. A lot of times we have to go and look at ourselves in the mirror. And when we look at our mirror, we know what we can see. You know, when you do what do we see? What do we see when we look at the man that's in the mirror? Woman, too, the man that's in the mirror. Not no Michael Jackson make that song, the man that's in the mirror. But when we go and we look at the mirror, what do we see? What do we see? What do we see in the mirror? You see yourself. So you're saying, you know what, I'm the man. And a lot of times if we just worry about the mirror, the man that's in the mirror, then we ain't got to worry about all the other stuff that's going on. But all we got to do, you know what I'm saying, just keep our lives lined up with, you know, keep our life lined up with Christ, you know what I'm saying, and what have you. So God is just good, you know, and I just thank God because, you know, I asked God, I said, you know what, God, this radio station, you know, it's a blessing. I cannot speak for nobody else, but I said, you know what, throughout the day, I said, you know what? I said, you know what, God, give me something, you know, to enlighten. I said, you know what? No, I'm not a pastor. I said, you know, I'm not a speaker. I say, but the thing about it, Jesus, give me something to enlighten me with it. When we open up this 7:30, when we open up this, can we talk? You know, Lord, you know, help us all to be a part of it. You know what I'm saying? And what happened, that's why I was saying that, you know what, we have to worry about, you know, in order for us to stay on, you know, to make this walk with God, we have to worry about ourselves. And I guarantee you, if you give yourself 100%, if you do this daily walk, if you give yourself and you say, God, I'm going to give you 100%, then you ain't got to worry about all the, you know, the other stuff that's going on. All we want to do is keep ourselves right, because the thing about it, we know what's going on in the world. We know about Trump. We know about, you know, like, you know, what's going on and what have you. But the thing about it is that, you know what, a lot of times, you know, God is going to bring it to pass, y'all. He's going to bring all that to pass. You know, whatever he do with Trump or whatever he do with the nation or whatever he do with the United States or whatever, God going to bring that to pass. But what is our duties in order for him to bring it to pass, what are some of the duties that we can do, you know what I'm saying, in our everyday walk, you know what I'm saying? I know we say we pray, but what are some of the things that we can do, you know what I'm saying, and what are some of the things that we can do? If we could just get 10 people that we can say, you know what, I can get just 10 people and say, you know what, God, I can just get 10 people to pray with me, to pray with, you know, just to be on the same card of mine. Those 10 people, if we get, that's already 30 or however many people on, that's 30 people. You know what I'm saying? Then if them people get 10, that's more people. This is what it's all about, y'all. This is what it's about. He said, where it's two or three gathered in my name, you know what I'm saying, then I'm in the midst. He said, I'm in the midst. So it's all about Jesus, no matter how we're looking at it. And like I said, I don't get into different, you know, things about what's going on or whatever. And I said, you know what? I said, you know what? All that is like, if we just let the devil, you know, if we let the devil ride, he going to sure enough want to drive. Think about that. If we let him drive, come on, sister. If we let him ride, he going to sure enough want to drive. Think about it. You know what I'm saying? So when you get out there and you're doing the things and you say to yourself, well, you know what? You know what? It's the God. You know, it's, and that's just like if you bring another individual with you, you know what I'm saying, whatever. If you got to be very careful, because the thing about it, if we be very careful, we'll get caught up with people. We'll get caught up with family. We'll get caught up with church people. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So we know a thing. We caught up. And then the thing about it, when we go out there and discuss it or whatever, you know who going to be? You know they're going to say, well, Brother Otis was the one. Well, Brother Otis this, Brother Otis that, Brother Otis that. See, we going to be, because see what it is that the thing about it is that, you know, for us, and once we go out there and we get with the people, we start gossiping, then gossip will become part of us. If you think about it, if you be around gossiping people, then gossip is going to be part of you. Eventually, but if you get around people and say, you know what, well, you know what, all right, girl or whoever, let's just pray for that individual. If you get to telling people, let's pray about it, you ain't going to get too many phone calls. You ain't going to get too many people. But if you get with them and say, well, we ought to do this, we ought to do that, then the thing about it, when it all come back to it, guess who's going to say it? who gonna say they on that show. You know she on that show. You know he on that show. Can we talk? But he out here doing this and that or whatever. You see what I'm saying? So we have to keep our lives lined up. We have to keep our life with it. You know what? A lot of times, you know, the Bible speaks of, you know, about being a spot or a wrinkle. You know, not, you know, a lot of times, you know what? You know, we got to be very careful about the people that, you know, that we're around, or the people that we're entertaining. You know what I'm saying? What have you? Because the thing about it, before you know anything, the tongue, when you get out there and the tongue, when it come back, it's going to come back. It's going to be, we're going to be the one that's in the wrongdoing. But if you tell them, say, girl, you know what? I'm looking forward to trying. I'm looking forward to try to, you know, I want people blessed. You know, I want things to change in the United States. I want things to change in my family. I want things to change on my job. I want things to change, you know, and what have you. So the thing about it, if we want it to change, the thing about it, we're going to have to be the head. See, so, you know, we're going to have to be the head. We're going to have to be that light. And that light, we're going to have to be the right light. Because we're going to have to let our light shine. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have to, you know, we can sing a song, you know, let our light shine. This little light of mine going to let it shine. But the thing about it, it's more than just, you know, that song. We got to let our light shine. You know what I'm saying? We got to be, you know, we got to be out there, and you know what? And a lot of times it's like, you know what? If we just keep our life, you know, we just try to keep our life lined up, and we try to just keep, like I was saying, you know what? Let's just try to work with Otis. I don't have time to worry about what's going on, but let me just worry about Otis. And I tell you, if we just do that 100%, not 99% or 99.9, but if we do that 100% daily, then you know what? I tell you what, you'll see some of the things that God, you know, we ask God, you know, and I say this again, we ask God, you know, for his blessings. We ask God, we want God to come in and pour out his blessings on us, but what are we doing for him? You know what I'm saying? Are we doing, you know, are we doing the right thing? You know, are we caught up with him? You know, are we caught up in our prayer life? Are we caught up in our praise life? Are we caught up in reading the word? You know what I'm saying? And what have you. So that's the thing about it. We always asking him, say, God, I want you. We always asking for him to do things, but what are we doing for him? Are we 100%? Are we out there trying to do 100%? Are we out there 100% giving him 100%? Not 99. 99 is not going to do it. You know what I'm saying? And what have we giving him 100? Are we giving him that 100%, you know, in this every day of walk? So y'all got me started. So y'all can take it over. But I'm just saying, you know, this was
no,
when
no,
that
no,
sister
no,
came
no.
out. When that sister came
no.
out, and George,
no, 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 no. We enjoying you. We enjoying
you.
We
enjoying you, man.
I'm just saying, you know, like I say, I don't want this to be, you know, the people that's on here. I love all y'all. Okay, I love everybody that's on here and what have you. I love everybody because, see, God is love. Like I was telling them, hate is not the answer, y'all.
Amen.
Hate is not the answer.
No.
Hate is not the answer. No matter how you look at it or whatever, H-A-T-E is not the answer. But
yeah,
I tell you what, won't you try saying Jesus is love? I sent that text to someone. I said, you know what? You know, with spiritual weakness in high places. We know that, right?
Yeah.
Spiritual
uh-huh.
weaknesses is in high places. God knew what he was doing when he read that Bible. God knew what he's doing when he wrote that Bible because he knew all this thing was going to come back. But spiritual weakness is in high places. But you also got to watch the statement that you make. If you're in authority, you over his people, you got to be very careful about what you say. And you cannot go out there and let the devil, you know, and bring the thoughts against you. You cannot bring that. And that's what I'm trying, you know, I'm trying to say. And what, you know, what the point I'm trying to get to is that, you know what, it's spiritual weakness in high places. But the thing about it, though, you know what I'm saying, you got to be very careful. Just us in our walk of life every day, we got to be very careful how we approach a person, how we answer, you know what I'm saying, how we talk to a person. Because let me tell you something. Before you know anything, they're going to say, well, Brother Otis, I didn't like the way you answer me. Or, I mean, we got to be very careful how we talk to people or how we even answer to people. Because, you know, a lot of times people are just looking for, you know, when you're trying to do right by God, you know what? People are going to try to find all kind of things scoring you. They're going to try to find everything they do to scoring you. They're looking for little bitty things. So that's why I was saying hate is not the answer, y'all. Hate is not the answer. We it's a four letter word, but Jesus is love. You know what I'm saying? You know, hate is not going to do the situation. We can get up, we can talk about, you know, whatever happened in Virginia, whatever happened here, we got to take down the monuments. It's not all about that, y'all. It's not all about that. You know what I'm saying? It's not about that.
Yeah.
It's all about love. We got to love one another. We got to love. We got to love because the thing about it, God wants us to love. God, you know, God is love. You know what I'm saying? And whatever.
Yes,
hate is not the answer, y'all. Hate is not the answer. And it's going to keep going. Let me tell you something. Hate is not going to change. Hate is still going to be among us. Hate is, gonna,
right,
hate is not
right.
going anywhere.
Amen.
I don't care. You're going to pray. But the thing about it, you just can't be part of the hate. See, the point I'm trying to get is that, look here, we can't just be part of the hate. You see what I'm saying? We can't get caught up in the hate. We can't caught up getting the hate. And hate is something bad. Hate is a real bad situation when you go out there and you hate people and what have you. It, that's you're in a bad situation. What kind of lifestyle, you know, what kind of life you wonder how they living behind closed doors and what have you. All these people with these capes and all this here, what kind of life, you know, what kind of life is, you know, because what, you know, what goes around, you can hate all you want, but somewhere
yeah.
along the line, what goes around going to come around. You might hate, but somewhere along the line, you got kids, you got grandkids, you got your kids, somewhere along the line, it's going to come back on you. It's going to come back on you. I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
what goes around comes around. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I say hate is not the answer, y'all. And I think
hey.
It got creeped up into the United States. It's not creeped up into the White House. It's not creeped up in Congress. You know, hate is dividing up. H-A-T-E. And I tell you, hate is dividing up. But I tell you what, though, if we continue, you know, to draw, like I said, draw nigh to God, if we continue to go out here and do the, you know, and what have you, and continue to keep on, God going to bring it to pass. He said that in the Word. He will bring it to pass, y'all. God is going to bring that hate. He's going to bring all that to pass. Whatever it takes, if it takes impeachment, I'm just going to just break it down to you. Whatever it takes, God is going to handle it. But the thing about it, we just got to, we just going to have to trust in him and believe in him, and we just going to have to just wait on him until God come through and change that situation.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, y'all.
Yeah,
hallelujah.
You are so right.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says that love is the key. That
yes,
Jesus
ma'am.
Is love, and love is the only answer. And
yes,
I told y'all last week that one of the sad things about hate is the Ku Klux Klan and all the people
yes,
that
ma'am.
Hate.
Yes, ma'am.
All them people going to spend eternity together because you
yes,
can't
yes,
go
ma'am.
To heaven hate.
Oh!
So the joke is on you. If you spend your
yes,
time
ma'am.
Hating, then you're going to spend your time with the ones you hated. Because most
that's
likely.
Right.
So that's the
yes,
funny.
Ma'am.
People don't understand. We have victory in love. You know, I was just fixing it. I'm going to read y'all 1 Corinthians chapter 4 these last few minutes. It's exactly what you was preaching on, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Love is the most key thing. It doesn't matter how many nothings you do. If
yes,
you
ma'am.
Don't have love, you don't have anything. And the key is, I want
yes,
to
ma'am.
Tell y'all another little secret. Is if you don't have love, you can't fool God above.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
No,
let
ma'am.
Me tell
yes,
you.
Ma'am.
We can. I can say I love you, but if I don't really love you, God knows it. You know what I'm
yes,
saying?
Ma'am.
I can sin,
yes, ma'am.
I can
yes,
lie, I can cheat, and all those things. But the trick is, love only comes from God. He's the
yes,
only
ma'am.
One who gives us the ability to love. Love him
yes,
and love our neighbor as ourselves. And so when I don't do that, I ain't fooling nobody but myself. Not God. We ain't fooling God. And you mentioned about the ones who wear the sheets, the hooded sheets and stuff. They say they are Christians.
Yeah, come on. Yes,
mm-hmm.
ma'am. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
What they drinking? What kind of Kool-Aid they drinking? What kind
mm-hmm.
of Kool-Aid they
yes.
drinking?
Yes, yes, and they don't hide it. They're not hiding no more. And they got the hood. They got the
no,
hood.
No, they
and
got rid of the hood.
They don't care. They not got rid of the hood. They got the hood, but it's not covered. They face. They don't care. They want you to know. That's right.
Right.
I'm a Ku Klux Klan. You know what I'm saying? They want you to know now. You hear what it is? Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
Life is funny. this here, like you already preached, we just enjoyed you tonight, brother. I appreciate you. You preached everything the word say.
Yes, ma'am.
Without us, you know, we quote 1 Corinthians 13, but we don't. A lot of us don't live it. But if, when you study the word,
yes,
the
ma'am.
Holy Ghost won't let you forget.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. No,
the
ma'am.
Holy Ghost remind me. I preached a couple weeks ago on this here program that we don't have an excuse. I mean, even when you, if a person do me wrong, I don't have the ability to do vengeance back to them.
That's right.
God doesn't even let me have the opportunity to rejoice when my enemies fall. The Bible don't.
Yes, ma'am.
Tells us we have to guard against that. We can't even vote against that.
Because
God is our warrior. He gonna fight our battle. So why should?
Yes, vengeance is mine. Yes,
mm-hmm.
ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Vengeance is his.
Yes, ma'am.
And this
vengeance is mine.
The Lord has made.
Thus said the Lord. Yes, ma'am.
You know,
vengeance
when you,
mine,
when you study the word, the Holy Ghost is here. He is the comforter,
ma'am.
To guide us and lead us into all truth.
Yes, and ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
So it ain't no joke that we can play and think about getting away. But those people who hate us, God bless them. We want to bless them. That's what Jesus told them to do. Bless them. Bless those who say, man, all men are evil about you. Bless those who lie on you. Bless those
who persecute you. That's right, mistreat you. That's right. Bless
you.
Those.
You.
Yes, that's right.
I mean,
yes,
the
ma'am.
Word is just so beautiful when you study it and get it in your spirit and get it
yes,
in
ma'am.
Your soul. You'll never be without it because it
yes,
don't
ma'am.
Let it don't. I mean, say somebody just used you and you say. And the devil, when they left, the devil says, now they used you. Now, you need to be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. But when we do it, that's why Dr. Hunter and I be trying to emphasize a Colossians where it say, do all that you do in word and deed. In the name
yes,
of Jesus.
Of Jesus, yes, ma'am.
If you're doing it to have good works done in heaven, you're going to miss out. If you're doing it because you think that's going to earn you points to heaven, you're going to miss
yes,
out.
Ma'am.
If you're
yes,
doing
ma'am.
It in any other way other than in the name of Jesus.
Of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Yes,
mm-hmm,
ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
No,
in the name
of
Jesus.
I mean, one of the saddest things happened in 2016. Well, it really happened 40-some years ago before 2016. Was Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay.
Yes.
He got into a Muslim faith, and he made fun of all the people who believed in a white Jesus. He fell for Muhammad. He believed the lies Muhammad told. But even the deepest Muslim believe, y'all, and if there's any Muslims out there, we would love for you to call us. They believe
yes,
there
Amen.
Is a heaven. That's
yes,
one thing they believe. And Muhammad Ali, my heart broke when I saw it on TV. His wife kept saying, he do a lot of good things. Thinking that's going to help him go to heaven. That he wanted to go to heaven. He had enough sense to know there was a heaven. But he didn't have enough sense all his life that he had given his life to the Muslim faith to know that the only way to get there was through Jesus. So I beg
ma'am.
Of you. I beg of you with tears in my soul and pain in my heart. Anyone
yes,
out
ma'am.
That's a Muslim, a Buddhist, a Hindu, any religion, even Christian religion, if you're a Christian religion, you're lost. Believe it. You're saying you're a Christian
yes, ma'am.
And
not having the relationship, you are lost.
That's right. Yes, ma'am.
He said it. Believe me. Don't believe me. Believe the word. The word says
yes, he's
going to come to you. Many going to confess and say, I did many good works in your name, Father. And I'm going to confess, I never. He ain't say, and God God won't be lying. You might get off to the little corner and say, but God knew me. But God knew me. But God knew me. Well, he gonna say, he said he never knew him. He never
yes.
knew him.
That's right. Yes, ma'am.
And I also want y'all to keep in mind and look it up in the Word tonight. I'm not going to give you the scripture where it's at. In vain. I-N-V-A-I-N. Do they worship me for doctrines and commandments of men? In vain. It's vain. Do you know what vain means? Nothing.
Go on.
Zero.
Nothing.
No.
Yes, no Jesus.
Mm-hmm. So.
Nothing zero.
Yeah, so I'm telling y'all, the Ku Klux Klan say they Christians. That's why they claim they hate Jews. I was trying
yes,
to figure
ma'am.
Out why do they hate the Jews so bad? Some of them, their skin is white as theirs. Why do they hate? Well,
yes, ma'am.
Well, the yes. major reason, the number one reason is because the Jews killed Christ. And
yeah.
They live in total denial on that one.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Oh,
yes, ma'am.
God.
Speak it. Yes, ma'am. Speak it. Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Ma'am. They will argue mm-hmm. you up and down. They didn't kill him, but they did.
Yeah, they killed. Yeah.
That's
yes, ma'am.
The word
they
of
sure
God
did.
Is a lie, and the word ain't a lie. It's a proven fact.
Nah,
Mm-hmm.
No, ma'am.
So. Oh, I'm gonna give y'all another little crystal.
Yes, ma'am.
A little nugget,
Matthew 13:19.
Uh-huh. This is one that's gonna really get you. When they asked,
okay.
I quoted to y'all this last week. When they asked, when the Pharaoh asked, do y'all want to save Barabbas or this here Jesus? And they hollered for Jesus. I mean, for Barabbas. They hollered
Barabbas.
For Barabbas. Well, the other and he said, but this Jesus has done no. I find no fault in him. Well, that
yes,
is
ma'am.
That. Now hear me good, y'all. It's gonna be right down to the last of what I say. That his death be on us and our children's children's children, and that's why the 6 million Jews. Was killed at their
okay.
I agree. I hear what you're saying. I hear what
yes,
you're saying.
Ma'am.
I touch and agree. Because they said what they said. Uh-huh. And they
Amen.
Done what's
yes,
going to come back on them. But it came back on them.
Amen.
It came back on them. And I
yep.
want to tell you
yes,
something
sir.
Else while can we talk. If y'all
mm-hmm.
would allow, will y'all let me say something?
Yeah.
Okay, one of the things we have to take, that I take concern of, and I like what he said, and they worship me, and in vain they worship me. Teaching as the doctrines, the commandments of men. Man has no place to let you go free. When you go back and read the Testament, the Old Testament, when God says, what man got gold? What man got money? Who can purchase a man's soul?
Hey,
who?
Man.
No man can. It's written in the Bible. And so I tell people, it's all right to know
mm-hmm.
about men. I'm a man. And some
mm-hmm.
things I have to catch my voice sometimes. Some things I want to say, I have to be quiet. Be quiet. Why? Because I don't want to pull the sword of vain. I want to be a good minister. Amen?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And
yes,
so
sir.
One thing I will say is this. one of the things I've been we've been all praying about. I know we got some real issues, but one of the things I went out and put me some scriptures, and I would say, Lord, I want to learn more. I want to be able to quote more scriptures. Okay, because he said, if you take your word and return it to the Lord. And I remember, he said, put me in remembrance. Put me in remembrance. Bring him into remembrance. Why would you remember, Lord? Because he said, I want to see if you get, in other words, you're a student. I want to see if you're doing what I said. Are you going to put me in remembrance? Yeah, Lord, I'm going to do it. And I always say, Lord, and see, the Bible tells you and I that we are snared by the words of our mouth.
As Ola said,
you got to watch what you say. See, we're snared. See, a snare means you're going to catch a bird, you're going to catch a fish, you snare it, you jerk it. And what they're trying to do is the enemy. See, and I learned this here. Death and life are in the power of the tongue.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Death
mm-hmm.
and life are in the power of
yeah.
not life and death. Not
mm-hmm.
it says death and life.
Amen.
And see, sometimes they got the scriptures quoted. Sometimes we can make a mistake, and I have to find that shit. And I heard somebody talk about the I declare and I do decree. No, that's not what the Bible says. You go back and
mm-hmm.
read. Lord Jesus, I'm getting happy. And you go back
yes,
and read read Psalm 2. He says, I declare the decree that he is my beloved son, and now from the beginning, he is my everlasting son. I'm talking about Jesus.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to talk much. Excuse me, but I know that much. I want to get myself. But the Bible teaches us all things. A lot of folks say, I'm just so weak. I mean, saying, shut your mouth up. What do you mean,
mm-hmm.
shut my mouth up? You shouldn't confess that you're weak. Let you say you're strong.
That's the weak say I'm strong.
Yes,
right.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
But you don't have that soap. And you just not, you need some help. No, I'm strong. And I'm about the stripes. Hey. That Jesus
yes,
born is back. I'm here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Can we talk?
Can we talk?
We're talking now. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
See,
yes,
and
Lord.
The one
you,
thing
Lord.
I heard Rhoda say, there are a lot of people, they don't want to be, see, the reason why they go to church in different places, the reason why we got so many different buildings with churches, because every guy got a spoon of teacup, they got a spoon of lime, they got a spoon of...
Yes.
are you on our team? They got a spoon of soda, and they got a spoon of banana. They got a spoon, but that's the doctrine of men. When we can say what God has done for us, preaching
yes,
the kingdom of
yes,
God, concerning Lord
yes,
Jesus
sir.
With all confidence. With all confidence, with all
yes,
confidence, forbidding
yes, sir.
All
yes.
my heart. And see, and yes, they said that when he shall appear, hallelujah, somebody, we'll have confidence
yes, hallelujah.
And not be ashamed.
Yes,
when we done told somebody, told my sister, told my brother, told my friend, if you don't know Jesus, you're going to hell.
That's right.
Hate to tell you that.
Yes, Lord.
I hate to give you some bad news.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. That's sad news. Bad news.
Yes, indeed. Sad.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Lord. Yes, indeed.
And you know one thing I've learned also, and this is the confidence that we have. If we ask him anything according according to his will, not the president, not the governor, not the Supreme Court, not the Congress, but according to his will. Not the pastor,
yes,
not the apostle, not the evangelist, no, not the fivefold, but it's according to his will. His will, his will. Oh, my God, hallelujah. He hears us.
Oh, hallelujah.
And he answers us. He answers us. Woo!
Yes, Lord.
God Almighty.
Speak.
He answers us.
Yes, Lord.
Can we? He answers us.
Yes,
when
Lord.
When they say you're not going to be able to speak. When they say you're not going to be able to walk.
Yes, sir.
But I kept putting my confidence. The doctor was safe. Well, Miss Connor, we're doing what we can do. But my confidence is not in you. My confidence is in you. It's will. And I know this much.
Yes, sir.
And one thing I would say, I know when I saw that, I said today, I said, God speaking to the earth. See, God has a way of getting his people together all around the world.
Yep.
Everybody was looking up.
Yes,
I said, would it be a time if the Lord come back and every eye shall see him? Even those who hear
him. I was rejoicing in that everybody was looking up. God
yes,
has got
Lord.
A
see. Got everybody looking
yes,
up.
Lord.
Anyway, they said
yes.
1 million people are looking up today. Now you tell me
yes,
God
Lord.
Ain't in command.
That's
in
right.
the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Oh, my Lord.
Command.
We got some
yes,
more
Lord.
People talk. We got some more people come on the line. They got. Let's let them. Can
okay.
we talk?
Okay.
No. Go ahead. Hello. Are you there?
Oh, praise him.
Go ahead.
Praise the Lord. Thank God. I was looking by the spirit that you were coming on tonight, and I just tuned in to hear the good news. So can we talk? And
yes.
I thank God for what you were saying, because God was showing me today. It's a party, a watch party. See, nobody knew what God was going to do today. So everybody was watching for the cliffs and all of this. But, honey, it reminded me of the day when everybody was watching TV and the astronauts went up to the moon and everybody was able to see on national television. We all... when it all blew up. Y'all remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember.
You too.
So it's the same thing. We're watching, but we don't know what hour he's going to come. And all God wants the church to be is ready. Prepared.
Yes.
Ready.
Yes.
Prepared. Yes. Whatever. You know, and this was a great historical day, you know, and, we celebrated over here, but we celebrated a different way. You know, a sister over here, her birthday was today. So she made 69 years old. And she had been having this turkey in her freezer since Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
She took that turkey out and she said, oh, sister, I said, we gonna bake this turkey today. So I got up and I baked the turkey, fixed us some dressing, cooked some greens, and had a party. And we had about 4 or 5 neighbors to come over and get them a plate. So
wow.
We had a party today. We was watching. And I thank God that I have a friend of mine here tonight that's spending the night with me. Her name is Evangelist Sandra. And I want us to pray for her because she says she's losing weight. She doesn't have an appetite, and she's just.
Well, let's stop right now. Let's stop. Let's stop right now. Put
yes.
on the line, please. Put on the line.
Yes.
Put
okay.
on
yes.
the line.
Yes.
Okay, just a minute. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Yes,
Jesus.
Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
They're coming to put you on the line. We need to pray for you.
Okay. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hey, sister, how you doing?
Praise the Lord.
How you
yes,
doing?
Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Praise the Lord, Sister Sandra.
Praise the Lord.
Hello, how you? Praise the Lord. Well, I want you to know one thing, and you know the word. Don't get snapped by the words of your mouth. I'm going to put everybody on mute. And I want you to know one thing. You are not snared by the words of your mouth. God wants us to put you in remembrance of what's going on. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come this night praying right now for our sister, believing that complete healing is upon her body. For you said in the book of Hosea, you said in Psalm 21:1, the Lord is our strength and the strength of our life. Whom shall to be afraid? He shall live and not die. I declare the decree. She shall speak and she shall see. And she said that she was sick. And the Bible says by the stripes that Jesus Christ had on his body. Lord, she is healed. Father, we want to thank you this night. I want to thank you, Father. We want to call the devil and tell him he's alive. And I want our mind to be reset. According to the blood of Jesus Christ, 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 her mind be reset and she'll hear what he's saying. I love him, Miranda, and Father, we just thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Amen.
Please,
yes,
with the who speaks to the blood, the blood, the blood washed away all of our sins.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
and the Bible says,
yes,
hallelujah. And the Bible tells you and I, he said, by the stripes. And then Peter said, the stripes he bore on his back, he bore, he was whipped, he was beat up with 39 stripes. We are healed.
Yes.
If you're ready to go on to be with the Lord, we love you, but I don't want you to go home. You're too much work to be doing. At 69
yes,
years
yes,
old,
Lord.
You're still a young woman. Get up. Come on here.
Yes,
Lord.
Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank
you,
Lord.
You're still a young woman.
Yes,
you're just getting on your best shot.
It wasn't her birthday. Today wasn't her birthday. That was Sister Liz's birthday. But every day is a birthday for everybody that we wake
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I know. I want her to get it implanted in her mind. In a spirit, in a soul. And that's why, A. Royal, that you and I stay in constant validity, understanding. The more we put the word, the more we can drink the word. The deeper we go, the broader we go to the depth. God, now, I want to tell you, I know the sister on the line with us, who had a problem with her kidney, went to school, but nobody decided to even be concerned. Nobody knew she was bad. She had was going to Dallas. But she became one of the premium students. And with the person on the line with us right now, God brought them to a point where they are right now. And I know that's a testimony. He said, put me in remembrance. Lord, you said, I'm going to put you in remembrance. You said it. And I'm going to let the see, we got to start letting the word come out of our mouth. Come on. You know what Jesus said? He said the words I speak, he said they're spiritual and they have power. Now, if you're going to say God is now, God is my provider, and God is in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Can we talk? Who is Jesus? Can we talk?
Oh, God. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Can we tell?
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bleed your blood right now, Lord.
Amen.
We bleed your
Can
blood right now, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Can we tell?
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Can we tell?
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. Woo. Anybody else? Can we talk? Has God blessed you today? Can we talk? Did God give
you
a clear mind?
Thank
can
you,
we
Jesus.
Talk? Did God give
you
a clear
Lord.
Mind?
Thank
can
you,
we
Jesus.
Talk? Did God give
thank
you a can
Jesus.
We talk? Can we talk?
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Can we talk?
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
And I just
thank you, Jesus.
For that prayer, and I pray the same prayer for all of us children, that God would take away the pain, you know, that we can get off our ibuprofen and Advil and whoever, and that God would heal our bodies, hallelujah, and make us whole, hallelujah. And we need prayer every day, amen.
Yes, yes,
amen.
Yes, every
amen.
Day. Yes, ma'am, every
day.
Day. Every day.
Every day.
Yes, Lord, every
day.
Day.
Amen,
yes,
amen.
Lord. Yes, indeed. Healing in his name.
Amen.
We plead your blood. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you,
Beverly, are you on the line with us?
Who?
Beverly?
Yes, sir.
All right, God bless you. Tell us what God is doing for you. Tell us. Tell us so we can continue to love you.
Restoring me, built me up, and he continues to abide. And I'm just still loving the word of God as I listen. I'm just taking that all in, feeding my soul. Truly, the word of God is an inspiration and it's healing for my body. I'm walking in the healing and trusting the Lord to continue to do the
amen.
Work that he's. My hand to do. I'm not tired yet. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
More than ever.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Chief.
Amen. But you know what? We turn the TVs on. We see MSNBC. We see C-SPAN 1-2. We see CNN. But there's going to be a voice from the east. It's going to be the trumpet. That's going to be a great noise. And somebody's not going to understand. It's God calling. What are you
mm-hmm.
to prefer? They use it to prefer to send a warning. Oh. And all of a sudden, when I heard somebody blow one Monday, my skin got to crawling. I said, oh, my God. You mean that kind of noise came out of horn? Good God, I'm a... See, God used every part of all of us to do something, to identify. He loves us. He loves us so much. And with the, like I say, when we saw that eclipse today, God is saying, I'm sitting up here and I'm watching y'all. This is me talking. And I know what I see. And I see what I know. Now, how is it possible for him to know the hearts and minds of 2.9 billion people? What kind of God is that? My Lord. What kind of God is that?
Yes, Lord.
He needs to be praised. He needs to be loved. He needs to be exalted.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
What
yes,
kind
Lord,
of
Lord.
God? What kind of God is this? Woo!
Yes,
he
Lord.
Is
thank
God.
You, Lord Jesus. Yes,
well,
Lord.
In the
thank
beginning
you,
was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh. Whoa!
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, it did.
Yes, Lord.
He was.
Yes, Lord.
Word. He was. And I know, and then the blood that flows in our body.
Yeah.
The blood. Now, when God put man on the time that he could conduct. Now, when Adam was created, when Adam was made, why did the blood come from?
it came from the earth.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hello. But Jesus' blood came from on high.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord
Jesus. That's the reason why they said, I was, we have, see, they sprinkled the blood in the Old Testament. They took the blood and they sprinkled on the doorpost. But in the New Testament, he shedded all his blood.
My Lord, my God.
Yes,
he
had
his blood. Oh, royal blood. Precious blood.
Yes, Lord.
Ordained blood. As a sign, he took it all the way under the hee ho ho. He took it all the way back to the mercy seat. And the Holy Spirit right there with him. And they took it, the Holy Spirit. God the Father took it all the way back to the mercy seat and took his blood. 8 pounds of blood and put it on the mercy seat. Why was it 8?
Wow.
How many? Why was it 8? Because it was a number that God used to signify something. God.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
And his blood. And his blood. And his blood.
Thank you, Lord.
So when the enemy comes by, he can see whose blood is that. It's just this blood. It's his blood.
Lord.
That's
yes,
his
Lord.
Blood.
Thank
wasn't
you,
the man's blood. It was Jesus' blood that came from heaven. Lord, I get wrapped up every time I go to think about that, because how in the world God put himself in a body, in a virgin, gave blood, gave eyelids, gave the whole part.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes,
he didn't have no,
yes,
sex, no sex with this woman. How was it? Messiah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
His name should be
yes,
called
Lord.
Wonderful. Hey, Counselor, the Mighty God,
yes,
the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Can we talk?
Yes, Lord.
Can we talk?
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Can we talk? Can we talk? See,
yes,
Father, one thing
can
I was. Can we talk? One thing I will say to the beloved is this: the more we take God at His word, the more we take God at His word, He's going to honor us. And that's why when I read in the Bible. In the Old Testament, God said, hey, he says, all you on pay is rid of your state. He said, it is our God.
Yes, Lord.
Who give you the right, who bless you to get wealth. Well, some people say, I don't need the money to cut that law. She needs the money. Cut it out. You know you need the money. Money is a part of medium what we exchange. But God said, I give you power to get wealth. Why? He said, because I want to bring my covenant. I'm giving this money that he can bring my covenant, my commands to the Israel. Are we going to do
Lord,
it? Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
But this is the part of it right here. This is the part of it right. We're bringing his commands in the earth realm. We can't see each other on this radio station, but we can hear each other. That's all
right. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
What a
yes,
God
Lord.
We serve. I don't care what nobody says. I don't care what nobody
yes,
says.
Yes, Lord.
I got a cousin. Nobody knew. We all had a big, if I might say this before I do this, then. Yesterday we all got together. And six of us, the husband and the two husbands, my cousin, Napoleon, my cousin, Leroy, and the women, we sit down together, and we began to have a joyous time. And the more we began to real, to talk about the word, you know what she told everybody? Everybody been wondering about my age. You know how old she is, and gets around like she's 60, she's 80, she's 91 years old. Can you imagine 91 years old? My God. And gets around. Was talking. Got clear void of her mind. Know the word. She said, well, she prayed for some things as a young girl. Yeah, and God is doing it for her. My God. And to me, that makes me press on in. Hallelujah, somebody.
Yes, Lord. Ooh, yes, Lord.
Ooh, Jesus.
Yes,
can we
Lord.
Talk?
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Can we
Let
talk?
Me ask
Hallelujah,
you,
Lord Jesus.
Can we talk? Who's on tomorrow
yes,
night?
Yes, Lord.
Who's going to be the host tomorrow night? Who's the host tomorrow night?
I can be on it. Yeah,
okay.
I'll be the host tomorrow night.
Okay. Well, I want everybody to know we're going to call and tell everybody. Call at least three people. If you can just call three people, maybe we get one of them.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Come on the line. Can we
yes,
talk? We're
yes,
just
sir.
Trying to
yes,
move
sir.
Ourselves in popularity. We got some issues right now. Do you know we have to
yes,
follow
sir.
Speak? Who? When Jesus taught the disciples how to pick that fish and bread, pick it up and blessed it, and the Father stepped out?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Evangelist, Esther, you there?
Yeah.
Okay. Take us. Can you close that in for a limited time? Aroya? Aroya?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, can you go ahead and close that in prayer? Go ahead and close that in prayer.
Sister Esther can go on and close us out. I heard she had already said, yeah. Go ahead, Esther.
Okay.
Okay. Heavenly Father, we come to come as we know how at this hour. Thank you, Lord, for what you have done this day. We thank you for the history that has been made in this country and all over the world today. And God, we thank you for spending our lives. And God, we ask you to divinely heal everyone that comes to you. Father, your words say, trust in the Lord and lean not to your own understanding. And God, we ask you to cover us all with your precious blood tonight. That was shed on Calvary for all of us here. And Lord, we ask in the mighty name of Jesus, the blessings of Heavy Talk radio program. And bless everybody that's come on here, God. And let everybody have something to say. And God, we pray. Even now for the conference in September, and we still here 2018. The Wild and Mild Conference. Elderly, a men of wisdom. And elderly, women of wisdom conference. We also have supporters from the north, the east, south, and west. That this would be one of a kind of conference that man will always remember that ever we hear something to say. Now, God, if anybody is hurting in their body tonight, we ask you for healing. We thank you for our super abundant healing and give our appetite, God. Oh, God, let it be God to eat again, Father. And God, we ask you to bless everybody. Bless Dr. Hunter and his family. Gloria, please, Ruth and her household, and my brother on the line and his household, and anybody else on the line in their household. And Lord, we love each other dearly. And Lord, we may not always agree on everything, but we love you because you are our Savior. You are the one that saved us all. And we give you the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. God bless y'all. Peace be with you.
Peace. All right. Bye-bye.